I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see a gradual clearing today with breezy conditions. Temperatures will rise into the low 60s and then begin to fall this afternoon back into the 50s, with gusty southwest winds shifting to the northwest. One death was confirmed in Missouri, possibly another in southern Illinois, after a tornado swept across the Show Me State and into Illinois yesterday. Perry County, Missouri clerk Jared Cutts says one person was killed. 8 to 10 homes near the town of Perryville were badly damaged as the storm hit around 8:30 last night. Several trucks and cars were blown off of Interstate 55 in southeast Missouri. Meanwhile, another person was reportedly killed near Crossville in White County. Emergency crews and National Weather Service teams will be out across the region today assessing damage and helping with cleanup and recovery efforts. Transportation crews and law enforcement say there may be some areas where you have trouble traveling this morning. There are some areas that are reporting some flooding, other areas where there is debris still in the roadway that may cause some travel trouble. In other news this morning, Illinois has moved a few inches closer to having a budget. As Brian Mackey reports, the state Senate began voting on its so-called grand bargain.
The deal has changes to business law, long favored by Republicans, and a tax hike members of both parties have said is necessary to balance the state budget. But none of that was called for a vote yet. Instead, senators passed relatively easier bills, like those meant to make state and local government more efficient. After 20 months without a budget, Senate President John Cullerton says he thinks the harsh reality of Illinois' deficit will help pass the more controversial parts of the deal.
This is a classic compromise, so you get as much as you can, and you don't overestimate how much you think you're entitled to.
One piece of the grand bargain failed so far, a measure to cut government pension benefits, though that could be brought back for another vote. Every component of the deal must pass, or none of it can become law. I'm Brian Mackey.
Governor Bruce Rauner's administration has made it easier to find temporary workers in case a major public employee union strikes. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees State Council says hiring replacements, though, would be illegal. A Rauner attorney said Tuesday the Working for a Better Illinois website allows applicants to input the type of work they want and in what part of the state. A news release says it'll allow state agencies to quickly hire temporary workers in case of a strike. They would then begin a process to fill those positions permanently. AFSCME has been unable to settle a contract with Rauner for 2 years now. Its 38,000 members have voted to authorize a strike if necessary. Union spokesman Anders Lindahl says Rauner should negotiate, not intimidate. Again, we'll see a clearing sky today with temperatures rising into the low 60s and then falling this afternoon back into the 50s. Southwest winds gusty at 15 to 20 will shift to the northwest as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.